All right. Everyone, welcome to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio. We are recording this on a travel kit in Howard's townhouse.
Ooh.
Yeah, look at me. I've got money to buy a travel kit. That's not a fancy word for an iPhone mic. It's a real piece of equipment. Howard is right now cradling his baby in his arms.
Thanks for coming over, guys. Yeah, this is a pain in the ass being a father, so...
It is.
I will do my best to not drop the mic when I have to go change a diaper or feed her again.
Well, that is the
price. You were going to say, try your best not to drop the baby.
Is this the record button or the soft spot? I'm just jamming it. So, yeah, show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Find us on iTunes. Find us on Stitcher. We've got a lot of episodes out there. And YouTube. We're up to 200 subscribers on YouTube.
Wow.
Another... 4,800 years, and we will have Logan Paul numbers.
Wow.
Post Japanese suicide guy. Like, after that exodus of his followers.
Let's post a video of two Japanese suicide people.
Mm.
Oh, we could.
One up him in every way.
Yeah, you're right. I like that.
Let's find some Japanese people.
Step one.
Cyberbully them.
Yeah. Just, I know that would involve the words great shame. Just over and over.
We'll find Ching Chong and
Peter. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, you forgot it. Or does that...
Oh, no, I didn't forget it.
Were you saving that?
I was saving it a little bit.
Sorry, I just... It
no,
just...
it's... I mean, there's not a wrong time for this.
Ching Chong and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan, in the...
There you go. Ching Chong and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
John showed me that clip on the driving over here, and he almost killed us by laughing so hard and driving off the road.
What is that, from NPR? Like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, that is from Invisibilia.
Oh, my gosh.
And the irony is, I think it's like an Asian reporter. I like how I'm like, that's ironic, because their names are funny to me and insulting to their race. I was driving to my shrink. As I should do so often, but I do it once a week. I go to the shrink, and on the way in, I had a podcast, and I like how I said that. Like, I dropped a deuce in my pants. I made a podcast.
Mom, made a podcast.
Sorry, you holding the mic away from the baby? Is the baby going to pass out anytime soon? Or
yeah.
Okay.
She's just being weird.
Can you put your man titty in its mouth to calm it down?
No.
Have you ever tried that?
She tries to bite my nipple sometimes.
Really?
So, yeah. She's just kind of desperate for food once in a while.
She's
you know
the
feeling, right?
Yes.
About 10 minutes before I recorded, you were definitely raiding my fridge, so.
I didn't raid your fridge. I found a bunch of old caramels.
Caramels.
Caramels. Yeah, sorry. K-A-R-M-U-L. Caramels. With a Z at the end. Late 90s rapper, Caramels.
John be eating caramels.
Women be caramel. So, yeah, I ate a bunch of old candy. This is part of why I talked to the shrink, food stuff. No joke. I mean, I did a food addiction checklist earlier today, and
what kind of candy does your shrink have?
There's none, because she is a shrink to the fat people of Northern Virginia, and like half of her patients.
That's her specific clientele.
Yeah, half of her patients are there to get talked into getting like their stomachs stapled or other fat
person
stuff.
She advertises at Golden Corrals across the state.
She's big in the Red Lobster belt. Georgia, the people drive up to see her. I was driving up there, and I was listening to my NPR podcast, and yeah, that came on.
Ching Chong and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
What's the over-under on how many times it's going to be played this episode?
46,
okay.
I'm sorry, it's inexcusable. Take on the part of that producer, because like, not only am I Asian American, but yeah. I am a friend of you.
Yes.
And it's just, everybody's got to have friends like that, where it's like, no, clearly I have to rewrite this to be Peter Wong and his friend, Ching Chong.
I don't... It's made for a more enlightened audience. Like, I'm that weird part of the Venn diagram where it's like, NPR listener enjoys racism. Yeah. Right in the middle is just my smiling face, like, say their names again. Is it Wing Wang and Ping Pang? I forgot, but they made me laugh.
Don't you wish Bill Maher had more of that kind of stuff on his show, where it's just he's always... Because remember when he was politically incorrect? There was more of that. Now he like sort of defends it here and there, but
it's a weird thing, man, where so much, I don't want to say it's moved so much to the left, because I don't want the left to take ownership of that sort of over the top PC crap. It's just that's where we're at with a lot of comedy folks who are like, oh, that's just offensive. I literally just watched an episode of Crashing, which I binged the hell out of.
I actually did see this episode. I know what you're talking about. Yes. Where they go and interview with colleges.
Yes. They do a college. Right. Pete Holmes, the comedian Forrest Gump, who, you know, after his first night of doing open mics is crashing with Artie Lang. And I think just like me.
That's just what happens, John.
Yeah. By day three, we were friends with Bill right. Burr.
You haven't been doing it enough.
Yeah. Well, if I only hit that seventh mic, I would have my HBO half hour. But, you know, I've been busy. So if you've ever wanted to know what doing comedy isn't like, watch Crashing. But it's still a cute show. It's still adorable.
After my, like, 15th open mic, I got to jerk off in a corner with Louis C.K. It was sweet.
Yes. You got to cup your hand. Yeah. Like, come here, kid. Feel the talent. There's a scene where exactly they have to perform for college crowds, and it was explained to them, if it's not going to be said on Big Bang Theory, don't say it. And I don't know if this would be said on Big Bang Theory. At least it would be, but like without derision. But
Ching Chong and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
For those keeping score at home, that's number three.
What, I'm just, do they also have a friend King Kong?
We'll use this as a teaching experience to the baby. That's three.
Yes.
Three racist audio plays.
Yeah. Oh, baby, you're going to learn so much today.
Hey, she's corner gook. Oh, can I say that?
You can say it all you want. Yeah.
I pretty much grew up with you threatening to corner gook your next generation. Like, I was hoping one day you would have kids and I could impregnate your daughters. But I think, unfortunately, we're in a situation where I have to defend her from you going forward. So.
Did you have some names picked out for the children?
Grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
Sorry, I jumped it too hard on that one.
Four
ping pong ching chongs. Sorry, Howard's cradling his baby, and it's really great watching. Like, you really are like some sort of tree mammal right now, just cradling, like hanging with one hand. You've got that saggy orangutan tit, like at the baby's mouth level. You've got that. You do have a great hairline, unlike the chimpanzees, which all tend to bald in a very human way.
Dude, I went to a Korean wedding this past weekend. I just walk into a room, and it's just like a bunch of dudes in their 30s, 40s, and 50s with full heads of hair. Oh, it's an amazing culture. Yeah, I was just looking around. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, nobody's lost their hair here. Welcome to Korea.
You said Korean wedding, and I pictured the soup Italian wedding, but with dog meat. Like, is this a dish of some sort?
Get out of here.
Is it a favorite of...
Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
Damn it. I cut it off again.
Four and a half.
They are very good with math. That you cannot take that away from them. I wanted to come on today and share a favorite thing of mine on the web, because I've gone sans pornography, as the French would say.
Oh, I know all about the French now.
Yeah.
drinking their water.
You're drinking a LaCroix, and you're pretty much...
I feel so cultured. There's art on the wall.
Yeah, you're pretty much Hemingway in Paris right now, just drinking your LaCroix. Pomplemousse.
Yeah, stupid Americans.
Yeah. Smoking your Galois, blowing it in Howie's baby's face. So I have to do other things with Reddit other than look at all the pornography on the site, Travis.
I didn't even know there was pornography on Reddit.
I'm shocked that someone your age doesn't know that.
I don't really do Reddit.
Is a forest of what?
I see it some, like, I'll see it occasionally, like, top 20 blah 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 Reddit posts on, and then read through those, and they're kind of funny.
What do you do with the internet if not Reddit?
I mean, actual pornography.
Okay.
And then Twitter, back to pornography.
Okay.
And like NFL trade rumors.
So I do all of that via Reddit. I do the porn via Reddit. I do my NFL.
I want to call you a nerd for that, but I don't know enough about Reddit to know if that's really that nerdy of a
thing. After you see your 50th college-aged girl who has ruined her life by posting her face along with a gynecological photo, you will call me Christ your savior. You will not call me a nerd.
I'm going to say you're selling this pretty well right now.
Yeah, it's incredible. Well, we've talked about this way too much. Just Reddit's porn. Reddit has so much, though. There's so much to the website. I found what's called a subreddit, which is the site is broken into these subs. You know, like categories in
sandwiches.
The library.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes, we're talking.
All right, now I'm in.
Now you're whole hog.
Yep.
Is that it? So the sub is made out of certain meats. I'm trying to get Travis on board even more here. There's a sub called Dead Bedrooms that appeals to me because I went through one of these dead bedroom situations. It's not like a corpse banging thing. It's
you
not,
murdered people in your bedroom.
I did, yes. Right. And then I mounted them.
Yes.
And then...
By the way, no one snitch, whoever's listening.
Yeah. In fact, there
John's
was...
John's just got like 7 dead people in his bed. Don't be weird.
One time, know? I shared a corpse with these 2 Asian dudes that were...
Ching Chong and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
They were from Taipei, Taiwan, by the way. So, dead bedrooms, appeals to me because I was in a 3.5-year relationship that I got about a year ago. Really haven't done anything romantically since, so it's still on me like a bad fart. But for the majority of it, I wasn't really getting nuns. And I read these stories, and I'm like, I have it so much better than these people. Completely. Completely so much, like, marriages. Other people who had sex with a person or did not have sex with a person. Like, once. But, I mean, there are people that post and say, I simply have dated someone for, like, 4 years. We've never had sex. Is it going to start at some point? Like, how do I initiate?
I'm
going
to say I'm not going to be able to feel too bad for these people for not having sex for 4 years.
This is true. You're going on your 24th year.
Yes.
But
August 2nd, it'll officially be 24.
Oh, my God. Okay, you know what? Before that, we are going to put together a GoFundMe where we will go to New York.
Go fuck me.
We will get you to New York. We will get a lady of the night to mount you in various positions. And you will tapioca in 5 to 8 seconds, and she'll realize.
And then she's my wife, right?
Yeah, exactly. She'll realize that she has plucked your chastity, and then she will reform herself. And then, like, I don't know, at this point, she becomes the breadwinner of the family. I think there's a fight because you don't want her to go back to her old profession, but she loves you so much and wants you to. Sorry, no one came in with the love you long time. All right. That's sorry.
You were on a roll. I didn't want to interrupt it.
She wants you to continue your comedy in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So she starts moonlighting, like kind of, she has like an embarrassing sub job to keep you attached. She comes home smelling of various meats, boar's head, mostly,
right.
Like top shelf stuff. And you're like, I love you. I'm going to kiss you on the cheek and then go to the open mics of the night. And then she starts servicing her old clientele.
And her brothers might not approve of this lifestyle, and we all
I think I know the prostitute's name, and I know her two brothers. For whatever reason, they have different last names. I believe the family origin is Taiwanese.
Ching Chong and Peter Wong.
That's it. Okay. Right, those are the brothers of my hypothetical prostitute wife.
Yeah, and then you come home sometime, and you're like, what, are you cheating on me, Ting Tang? And she's like, no, I just want you to be on Crashing. Like, I watched Crashing, I know in...
Why you no be with Artie Lang?
Artie Rang, very easy to... Rui CK.
You no commute.
She would watch Crashing and understand that it would take maybe 2 weeks tops for you to be a touring comic at these through the collegiate circle, and then the 2 weeks would be up and she'd be freaked out. You'd walk in on her having sex and it'd be this big thing in your relationship.
I'm just a such a piece of shit in my stand-up career. I've only been hanging out with Roosie Rue.
Listen, not Risa
you
Ray.
Guys are getting way too far ahead of the game here. Like, you got to make sure to clear up front that it's by the hour, not by the splooge. Like, I hope you've seen The Last Detail, right? Like, you know what happens to Randy Quaid in that movie?
No. Is that the one where the aliens rape him?
No, man. It's when Jack Nicholson is escorting Randy Quaid to prison because he's a sailor that did something that's going to get him some extended time in prison.
Okay.
And so, like, on the way to military prison, they take him to a hooker. Comes in 5 seconds because he's never been with a chick. And she's like, hey, no, it's by the splooge. You
what?
Don't pay by the hour.
Oh,
That's low end.
Jack Nicholson had to bone up twice for sex. Because, like, the kid just, like, got his dick touched, and that was it. Boom. Nope. That's it.
That's so low rent if it's by the splooge and not by the hour. I'm sorry. I'm a
I'll
man.
Get
of, I'm a man of finer things. Like the thought of being by the splooge, that's just not my
I didn't know that culture were the ripoff people.
Yeah.
That was a white prostitute in that movie, by the
way.
Mm-hmm. So your stereotypes are undeserved for yeah. Tran Ho and her other Vietnamese hooker friend.
I mean, if only...
Was she Chastity Stein? I was trying to make a Jew joke.
You know who didn't laugh at that?
Ching Chung and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
They didn't laugh whatsoever. That was...
Six? Six now?
Let's just say six. Give me a baker's dozen. 13. So I've frequented dead bedrooms because I'm not on Gone Wild anymore because I realized I was frying my brains with porn and giving myself hard-ons a couple times a day and taking care of them.
You've tried to explain why this is a bad thing several times to me, and
it's
I'm not
just,
getting it.
You're not meant to look at the hot, like, women more attractive than you'll ever bed in real life on demand, whack it to your hand, maybe while your mom's screaming at you through the door. Hypothetical.
I mean, as humans, we were meant to shit in the woods, yes. But...
You know what? Fuck it. This is a dirty episode. He's dropped too many. Yeah. And
oh, I thought we could be dirty.
We can be dirty. We can now, officially.
Oh.
I don't have to give her a new episode this week.
Oh, my bad. I thought it was only at...
Your fuck up, you mean?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
There you go.
Okay. We're in it. We're in it now.
We're in it.
Booger.
We're in the shit, as they would say in Vietnam or Taiwan. And who would say these things?
Ching Chung and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
Those filthy bastards.
Yeah. I'll never get tired of this.
But nah, man, the flip is, like, you are on the other side of 35. I'm telling you, man, like, you have no idea how valuable your prostate is, but it should not be wasted on
your sweet.
I can say that's not
prostate.
Something I think about on a daily basis.
You will when you hit 30.
Oh,
big
no.
difference, man. Yeah.
I got about seven years left.
Yeah. I tell John this all the time. I'm like, oh, man, nah, that's not it. Maybe when you were 25, that was all right, but come on, man. We're on the wrong side of 35 for that stuff.
To just be milking it like a dairy cow?
Like, you should be splooging inside of a woman.
You sound like the Torah right now. Is that right?
I mean, you can pull out, you can just, like, money shot in her face. I don't care what it is, but, like, if it's twice a day on your laptop or nearby, like, not the best way to go about it, my friend.
No, it's wasted energy. I'm sorry. That, and this is going to sound like a joke, but it's not. I have arthritis in my left elbow from all the tugging I've done. Between the fact I would drive left-handed and I would whack
You go left too?
I was a lefty. Yeah,
me too. I do everything right. But
I knew you were my son. High five. Lefties high five. Woo! And the hands aren't pulling
Ew.
Apart. So, yeah, I've been on dead bedrooms and reading about guys that I might be single, but you would not envy these people whatsoever. If anyone out there listening to this wants to feel better about their life, Reddit dead bedrooms. And I picked just a couple. This is legit, no bullshit. I picked the more succinct ones, but they're kind of random. I didn't like go for some all-timers. Here's a post called I Got a Massage Today by Previous Catch. They sound like they're working through some stuff. They're not a catch now, but
you
previously.
Know what kind of country, people from country? Never mind. I was going to try to set up the... massage Taiwanese people. You don't have to do it.
All right.
You don't have to do it.
But I want to.
Okay. For them to feel it.
Ching Chung and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
Okay.
They love massages.
They're huge.
Was the gist of the joke.
They're big fans of it in
yes.
Taipei, Taiwan.
Right.
All right. So, I Got a Massage Today is the post title, and it goes like this. I know it's his job and all, but I'm sad at just how much I enjoyed having a man, a stranger, touch me after having my low libido boyfriend either reject me 80% of the time I initiated sex or go straight to penis in vagina with zero passion this last year. It could have been a shitty massage, and I would have still enjoyed it. And that's the post. That's the post. These are just people who are not getting fucked, unburdening themselves.
Sounds like misconnection's gone wrong. It's just like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's like the connection came through, and it shouldn't have. That's
yeah.
That's what I love about this, because everyone for 3.5 years, I heard what a fucking freak I was for sticking around in a relationship where I wasn't getting my fucking joint worked. And sorry, I'm talking.
I mean, you're a freak, but that's not the reason why.
Yeah, it was all the masturbating I did alongside my friends. I can't remember their names, though. Maybe this will jog my memory.
Ching Chong and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
Okay, that was Ching Chong and Peter Wong.
Thank you. Thank you, our fourth member of the podcast.
Yes, Invisibilia.
Woman.
But apparently I'm not alone. And this lady just said it was her goddamn boyfriend, not a husband. Right? Yeah. And there's these great acronyms all over the site. Like when said low libido, it's typed out as LL, like Liz Lemon.
Whoa.
Penis and vagina, typed out as PIV. I love it.
PIV is like throughout the internet, I believe. It's not just restricted to that board.
Well, there's a glossary on the right side.
Oh.
So LL is lower libido. That's the partner you're here to grouse about. Mm. HL is higher libido. You're the HL. DB is dead bedroom.
Ew.
Not dead baby, so take care of your kid before it suffocates on his puke. SO, significant other, PIV, penis and vagina, LTR, long-term relationship, LDR, long-distance relationship, and DH, dear husband.
All right, Reddit sounds dumb again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're like, that's a lot to remember. Where are the titties? 24 years old. That's the title here. I'm just going to read one more. This one.
What you got?
This one relates to me, kind of.
I'm 23.
Oh.
He's downvoted to zero, maybe because it's captioned or it's titled 24-year-old, and then it starts, I'm 23. He's not very good at math. Travis, is this you?
This might have been me. I do weird stuff when I'm blackout drunk.
You know who's great at math?
Ching Chong and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
Both of them. If they're like, I'm 69 years old, that's not even the way they say it. But they would be 69 years old. You could rest assured in that.
Same amount of times we've played that clip, I think.
Yes. So we've already shattered the over under. Okay, I'm 23, been dating a girl for about 3 years now. 23. We live together, have pets together. Before last January 16th, we used to have sex regularly, maybe 3 to 4 times a week, which...
Whoa.
That's great, right, Howard? You should never...
That's solid.
Yeah, that's...
I hope to have sex 3 to 4 times in my life.
I was going
to
say, you want
to... That would be... I'd die with a smile on.
You're like, as long as I fuck more than a worker bee, whose dick literally explodes after his first ejaculation, I'm good.
3 to 4 times is technically not a bad month. Pretty decent month.
Oh, once you're hitched, you mean, or in general?
Just in general. Just in general. You can't complain about 3 to 4 times a month. Like, who's going to work complaining to their best friend? Like, oh, I only have sex 3 or 4 times a month now.
I mean, I think if you're in college, you could complain about 3 to 4 times a week. But, yeah, 30 and beyond, 3 to 4 times a week, I'd be happy as a pig.
Don't hate on the college kids. Don't put pressure on them. Like, plenty of them are not getting laid.
That's true. They're just fucking weird asexuals now.
Don't listen to that, nerds.
Sorry. My gaze just involuntarily went to Travis as soon as I said weird asexual.
Now, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. It was, I read some study about baby boomers have a lot more partners than millennials, despite, like, all the stats that they try to read out at us about, like, oh, yeah, like, everything's going to shit now. Just young people have no morals, and they're fucking each other everywhere. And it's like, no, baby boomers are always creeping and cheating.
Yeah,
and
we don't know how to talk to each other.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that was.
It makes perfect sense to me. Like, these people actually. What do you mean by these people? These people had to fuck. They had no other entertainment. Like, I mean.
Porn was way harder to buy. I'll say that.
There's that, too. Yeah. You had to, like, watch stag reels, like, in the back of a goddamn bar or something like that. And it was
have to go to the one gas station in town where everybody knew why, like, dudes walking in by themselves were walking in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I promise, I'm just here for gas.
It was to buy taquitos. We got to the bottom of that. Yeah, and porn was disgusting back then. Like, do you know what body hair can do? Like, it's terrifying. I'm sorry. Maybe that is why people from a certain country were really popular back then. They were lighter in the pube department.
Ching Chong and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
Where there were no pubes.
The bit will never end.
It won't. Like, I'll do this on the drive home to you. And I will force you to address me as Peter Pan or Ching Tan, whatever their names are.
Next time you do stand-up, you're just going to somehow...
Oh, I'm just going to put this on a loop. Yeah, I'm going to be like fucking Yoko Ono. Number 8, Ching Chong Ping Pong. Yeah, that'll be it. It'll be fucking avant-garde as shit. And then people will call me a racist, and I'll just scream, "You're the racist!" And really, what recourse do they have?
They're real people. They're real names.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Am I the one laughing? Because I'm dead silent on stage. You're the ones laughing.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. You're the bigots. So 23, he's been dating this chick 3 to 4 times a week. We got a dog, and sex pretty much stopped. About 6 weeks go by, and the pup dies of heart issues. Understandably, no sex.
The sex was keeping it alive.
Yeah.
It's magic power.
Clapping for fucking Tinkerbell.
Oh, man.
If I don't hear the ball slapping, I'm going to die. Oh, shit.
It's like a shark if it stops moving.
Yeah. A few months later, we get another dog. We had sex maybe 2 to 3 times in the span of 4 months or so. We broke up for a few weeks last August, got back together. I'm convinced she was banging other dudes because she was hanging with some dude a lot. Whatever, that's in the past. Fast forward to December. Sex maybe 3 to 4 times since then. It goes on like that. I'm just wishing that he like then reveals he's serial murdering the dogs. Because
you know who eats dogs? That was racist.
No, I mean, that's just their cuisine. There's nothing racist. I mean, that's just... He was saying, I eat dogs.
Ching Chong and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
That was just their cuisine.
I hate both of you. I will quarter gook all of your grandchildren.
This is transcended running gag.
Gotta have sex to have grandchildren.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
I can say whatever I want.
I legit now just picture you jerking off into my kid's baby wipes and seeing what's going to happen. And yeah. And then my baby will die. And then I'll get some sex again.
And then John's like, he got me. Shouldn't have said those things 5 years ago.
Oh my God. She did die pregnant with his quarter Korean child. Delicious irony. The last laugh, Howard. You yuckelmeister, you. Yeah, so I'm just check out that Dead Bedrooms. Like, I'm not doing it justice. You have to binge it like Netflix. You will go through 2, 3, 4 pages of posts, and it's just however shit your life is, you will read Dead Bedrooms, and you'll be like, oh, I didn't have to murder a dog to get my wick worked, you know?
How much are lesbians posting there? Is there a lot of lesbian bed death?
I know the term, but you know what? There's so little that LBD was not even in that glossary. So
okay. So
there's not a lot of lesbian bed death, but maybe it's because both of the women are just low libido as shit and don't care.
I'm just wondering if it just goes to prove on Reddit that lesbian bed death is just one of those racist terms that someone came up with in the 80s.
Well, there was one lesbian couple that I know of from Taiwan. I'm trying to remember their name.
Ching Chong and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
That was it.
And they suffered lesbian bed death.
Peter's a big lesbian name over there.
Ching and Peter, yeah. Just
now, the whole theory behind lesbian bed death is lesbian couples are the most likely to endure a sexless relationship longer than anyone else.
So I've always thought, like, everyone jokes about being a lesbian in a man's body.
Is that bigotry?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's like
is that homophobia?
Saying, yeah, lesbians are great at deadlifting. It's kind of a great stereotype. I'd want that.
I do want some lesbian friends to go to Mystics games with. Now that I have a daughter, I'm like, hey, we should go watch women's basketball together. So I don't look creepy by myself.
I have tapped into a pipeline of lesbian friends. No joke.
Yeah? Do they go to Mystics games?
They do not. They're lousy
lesbians.
They
live in Taiwan. Players.
Come on, man.
We already did that. No, you don't have to. It's the same joke.
Okay.
I mean, it's your show if you really want to.
Well, no, the two lesbians did have two dogs, though. And the dogs' names were
Ching Chong and Peter Wong. Grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
I thought oddly specific.
I heard
names
actually.
For
I
dogs.
Heard the Mystics just signed some international prospects, a point guard and a small forward. I can't remember.
Out of Taipei.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Oh God!
Big
know
women's basketball laboratory.
Ching Chong and Peter Wong.
That's it.
Grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
That was okay. Cool. I'm glad. You know, it's so cool when someone can pull minutia like that. In the heat of the moment. I think that is a great comedic talent. I'm sorry. I just do. I'm a sucker for memory. Maybe because mine is fading and I have to jog it a lot.
You said a lot of words there, but was that a compliment? I don't know.
No, it completely was. And you know who would have known that was a compliment?
Ching Chung and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
Those guys.
All right, folks, we've lost count, but if anybody is listening and wants to tally up how many times, and then
I think it's
tweet
officially
that at us.
Like in the 742 range.
Right.
I've been keeping a mental tally, and like I just said, my mind is a steel trap still, so we're good. Yeah. So the Deadbeth thing has Deadbeth. That's how you say
dead
those words.
Deadbath.
Deadbath.
And beyond.
The Bed Death page had me thinking of my own shit relationship. So I went to my ex's Facebook page. Which we're still like friends. I did the compromise thing where you don't follow the feed because I was like, well, if there are a lot of milestones with the new boyfriend, that would be mildly annoying to me. I don't want to see that. I'm not like hung up on it, but it'd still be enough to piss you off. I know that you are Travis. You are of the, you know, the unplucked variety. But Howard, if you're in a new relationship or you had broken up, I don't know, you're kind of a... You're not single that much. I mean, now you're married, but even...
I mean, I was single for a while. I didn't really, like... I'd say for, yeah, most of the past decade. Majority of the past decade, I've been in relationships. But, yeah, before that, I went a solid 20-some years without really seriously dating.
I was just trying to put out there, like, I don't think it's completely odd to be like, hey, I'm cool enough with my ex, but I also don't want to see that they're doing all that fucking great without me in the mix. Like, I don't want to see that they're...
I mean, I hear what you're saying, man, but, you know, most relationships kind of take off at the start anyhow. The whole reason you have this, like, bed death page is, like, most people for the first 6 months, like, here's my theory of sex. Like, you either enjoy it one night and you're just like, I couldn't even do this another night. You do one weekend and it's like, I don't want to do this another weekend. And after that, it's like, you're looking at maybe 6 months for most people if you can get past a couple weeks. But around the 6 month mark, like... You should know. Is this like something you want to do again, or has the sex already tailed off after six?
Okay. You know, that is some great wisdom. I think you said you learned that from two doctors. I'm getting a business call.
Oh, that's sad.
So I should pop. Hold on. Let me pause. We're not live in the studio.
You're going to have to splice these files together.
No, I can just pause. We're good.
Can you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Ching Chung and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
All right, we're back. We're back from break, everyone. So, sorry, I'm putting my goddamn phone next to the recorder. We're learning as we go. I bought a travel recorder kit. And
it's actually just a tape recorder.
Yeah, it's a Fisher Price. My first podcast. Great piece of equipment I got on the cheap. So, we were finishing with the dead bedroom talk and going to the fact that I was dicking off on Facebook. And I was like, I have not... checked my ex's page in a while. Like, I want to see this, you know, not in a particularly stalky way, but I do like seeing the life milestones, I guess, just kind of expecting something like maybe she got a new car or some shit, maybe a new job, a picture from a dinner. You know, like I go every like 3 months, I'm trying to stay abreast in a civil way. I'll be honest, I never really cared enough to be creepy about the stalking. Like, it's not like a five.
You gotta earn my stalking.
Yeah.
You gotta work for it.
If you don't stalk me at my worst, then you don't. So I go, and there's a picture of a goddamn sonogram, fellers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I mean, the thing is, if you don't... I feel like using a rubber is like riding a bicycle. It's the sort of thing you shouldn't forget, but maybe
it's
I'm wrong about
for the
that.
Prostate.
She became a pediatrician?
Yes, yeah. She
Wow.
You got Travis, you got it. You're the big winner here. The big winner, Travis, the big winner. No, and it just so it hit me on a couple levels because first of all, I'm like someone did teach her sex. Like, it reminds me of that great Office line, and unless someone taught Moe's sex, that baby's mine.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, that's really how I felt. I was like, well, son of a bitch, she does know a penis goes in a vagina, but she's young as shit. She's, like, barely older than you, Travis. She's 25, and I mean, there's something...
This makes sense. I'm her replacement.
Yes, exactly. An abuser of substances.
Right.
Lovely blonde. Lots
but
of
I
stubble.
I can't get pregnant.
That is true. Your
right?
boy.
I don't know that much about the human body.
I don't think you had your tubes tied in your boy puss, right?
Hey, if you want to feel better about it, like I will tell you from firsthand experience, there's nothing to like kill a good sex life than having a kid. Like it's horrible, man. It's like she's got something coming for her because even if like they're good. When that baby comes, it's just a lot of waking up in the middle of the night, being exhausted all the time. It's terrible.
When that baby comes, you stop.
Ugh. Gross.
When that baby comes, it's cleaned up by her twin man nurses.
Ching Chong and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
Her mannies, her man nannies.
Yes. Her au pairs.
From...
Her arrears. I can't do accents.
Oh, powers. So, yeah, it's just a little weird because she didn't, like, I don't want to sound like too much the square here, but she, to my knowledge, is not married to the feller that did this upon her.
Ooh.
And within her.
I'm just saying, man, like, people forget condoms once in a while. It happens, man.
Again, very hard for me to think of her as having any sort of sexual appetites whatsoever.
But you got to remember, like, based on your description of sexual inexperience, how would she know to be able to monitor against getting pregnant is the flip. Other than, like, avoiding sex altogether, if she's going to have sex, what evidence do you have that she was going to be able to, like, avoid pregnancy?
She was on the pill at one point, but yeah, I don't know.
But when you're a pothead, how are you going to remember to take it every day at the same time?
You're not.
Yeah. There you go. Like, not. The pill is terrible.
Unless
it's
like,
so hard.
Like
someday
weekly...
she would take six.
Yeah, just to catch up. Really? Really?
So glad that works.
It does, yeah. I mean, your ovaries don't look like the surface of the moon at all after you do that shit. Yeah, it's just, I don't want to say I feel rejected. It's just on two fronts. It's like one. So she does fuck. And two, as a 37-year-old, you're kind of just like, well, I've been beat to the child punch by a goddamn 25-year-old. That also...
Did you even have maybe a second of a Michael Scott thought to go back to the office? Like, I can be part of this child's life.
No.
No, you should. This would be good revenge. Get a part of its life. Make it like you more than it likes its own mother. And then...
No, Michael Scott did not feel anything for Astrid. For Astrid.
Oh, right. When he held it. Yeah.
When he held it, yeah. And I could also have the baby daddy talk with Daryl.
That's true, yes.
And he would insist that I not refer to myself as a baby daddy because the baby's not biologically mine.
Yeah, let's just reenact the whole episode. Right?
Yeah, it's better than anything we'll ever do. Let's be honest. You know who are huge fans of The Office, by the way?
Who?
I didn't know the show was localized in their language either, but...
Ching Chong and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
They just got it over there. They're airing season three.
Yeah, they're like, Pamera, no wrong with Roy. That's where they're at right now. Sorting out that business. Yeah, guys. So it just kind of makes me want to do something great or shoot up a school. Just anything to put my name out there.
Only one of those two. Nothing in between.
Yeah.
Man, you can have a kid as like really late in life as a dude. I mean, Jack Kent Cook, former owner of the Redskins, had a kid in his 80s.
Owner for life, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, no, straight up, he told his like 40-something wife to go get an abortion. They got a divorce because she was like, no. And he was like, it's in the prenup. And she was like, well, let's see how that goes in court.
By the way, can you do that woman impression for me again?
What did I do?
No.
No.
That is the voice of womanhood to me. I'm not sexist. I'm clearly not racist because I'm an incredible fan of these two brothers, twin comedians.
Ching Chong and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
Do great things, those guys. I'm a big fan.
I do wonder sometimes subconsciously.
Who's on first?
Did I learn that version of no from listening to Maria Papageorgiou talk to you as a child?
No.
Maybe.
I am sure my mom imprinted on you in some way, shape, or form. She's a strong presence, that one.
Doesn't take much.
It was either her or my two Asian step-uncles.
Ching Chong and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
Either of them. They were strict disciplinarians.
We haven't run out of things to talk about. No. Shut up.
They were really cruel disciplinarians.
I mean, dude, I sort of get where you're coming from as far as feeling a little bit rejected in the whole process, but...
Slightly. On some level, you're like, wait, so I was with her 3.5 years and I wasn't really invited to bust in and around her box and the new guy up. And mind you, I'm not envious of him. Like, I'm not trying to motherfuck my ex, but I'm like, I'm pretty happy we're not together. Like, clearly that would have been a bad setup.
Yeah, that would have been terrible for you. Like, this is not something you would have desired for your relationship.
No.
So, I think that's the part where, when are you going to turn it around and be like, man, I dodged a bullet. Because right now you're like, man, my feelings are hurt.
I'll get to that. I mean, right now, I'm like the kid that wasn't chosen for the Hunger Games. Where you're yeah. like, look, that's for the best. But still, why Peter?
All right, I'll take that.
Some part of you. Yeah, any sort of rejection, man. It'll... I, fuck, even if you're sent to the wrong Auschwitz line, you know, you're like, why didn't I get to go left?
No, I'm pretty sure that one, it was just like,
do I look a little too feeble?
Did you not watch The Pianist? Everybody knew. It's just like,
the slaves that want to get sold. Yeah. What's wrong? What's wrong with me?
What's wrong with my teeth? Really? I have the buttocks of a buck. What are you doing to me? You're going to give me a complex here.
I'm just saying, man, like, if you're going to look at it in terms of where you are and how you actually did dodge a bullet here, I think you just got to, like, maybe to the extent you have regret, why not, like, look at what I was saying before? Is that not, like, a realistic standard of, like, were you guys really happy at the 6-month mark? Like, what if you had just gone back in time and been like, peace? Because you weren't going to get laid much at that point going forward anyway.
I think we're good up to, like, a year, and then the fucking wheels came off hard.
All right. I'm a big fan of, like, did you guys have a good first anniversary?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
No. Was it good?
Yeah, it was. We did a trip to Vegas and Denver, and I believe on my first anniversary, I was getting my dick sucked in the window of the Wynn Hotel before we knew what a creep Steve Wynn was. I want to make that abundantly clear. And
she was sucking your wind wood.
Yes. Bam. My Steve Winwood was being serviced. God damn it. I like that. And I remember looking at the landscape and being like, this is majestic. And then she pulled me out of her mouth and I ejaculated onto the carpet.
You know, it's majestic.
All baby, right. What did you think of that story? Baby didn't say anything, but that's in your memory somewhere, baby. Thoughts all right, of Uncle John coming on a carpet. She's smiling at that. Baby's smiling. Baby really smiled at that. Baby wants me to get my wood.
Her first word's going to be come.
I'm hoping it's motherfucker.
Baby's going to go, Winwood.
Oh, she's going to be a musician.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Just keep having good thoughts over there.
Hey, so a year is successful in a lot of ways, but, you know, like, I guess I don't know what to tell you after, like, that moment. If you get, like, one good year,
yeah,
when is it time to be like, is this worth it, or should we just move on? Because there are plenty of other bitches will suck my dick.
You know,
You might think that.
Travis can testify to the fact that might not be the case.
But then there's the flip of, like, hey, if I'm not going to get my dick sucked anyway, like, why don't I just watch porn and not have to come see you once a week?
There you go.
And that's where the relationship wound up. Like, right. Where I was not particularly happy to go over. Well, it just, you know, it wound up being, like, legit, like, a Travis that I would spoon less. Like, I would just go there. We would get carry
thank
out.
You.
We would watch Netflix. And that was it. Then I would get elbowed in the ribs every 30 minutes as we slept together because I snore because I'm a big fat pig. And that was
run
that
away with pretty, me.
All in all, terrible, man. That's like several, like multiple years of that.
Yeah.
That's yeah. rough.
It wasn't good.
So going back and like looking at it, when should you have just like, it's a wrap, done deal?
Year and a half in, probably.
So, okay. No, that happens, man. I've been in the situation of like, hey, that went on more than
far
a year too,
too long.
Yeah.
Well, I hope there's some point where I look back at my life up to this age and I'm like, oh, I mean, now that I am a famous comic, I probably should have done this in my late 20s. Thank God I'm here now.
Which have, part?
Have we hit our 1 year and a half anniversary, John?
Have I been filleted by you in the wind and then did you pull me out and jerk me off onto the carpet? Because that is kind of the sundial of our relationship. That is how I determine the time.
Ah, okay. So we actually haven't really met yet.
No. Not so much. We're hovering at first base, but I think we'll get over that hump. We're a little dead bedroom right now. Not gonna lie.
Call back.
Yeah, I'm with an LL partner. Low libido.
I don't remember the letters.
Yeah, LL and a DB.
How about a CC and a P?
PIB. Play your cards right and do a little PIM, and we'll go to Denny's on the way back.
John, the point I'm trying to get to, though, is like you're going back in time and finding that moment when you should have ended it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like when I should have killed baby Hitler. And then I was like, oh, look at those baby blues. And then
I'm going to say, there is no reason for you to regret what's going on with her now when you should have just like gone back in time and perhaps have like caught it quits earlier. This is something that you didn't want in the first place. So why feel bad about where it ended up, where some other idiot is going to have to end up paying child support?
Paying for child support and bond cleaners. Yeah,
because no offense, man, but I just feel like delivering pizzas is not going to pay the bills for like most child care facilities.
This is true. I don't exactly know where she is. I think she has a different gig. She's no longer delivering pizza.
Well, that's an upgrade in life. Like, there's nothing that anyone wants more in life in the 21st century than to be 25 and pregnant. Just going to go out and on a limb and say that this is like the envy of all women out there, right?
I mean,
who doesn't want to enjoy 25 to 30 if you're only going to have like one, maybe two kids in life anyway? Like,
yeah, you make a good point.
Like, this is not where a lot of people, if she wants to like turn out three or four, like, I hope she knows how much that costs. But in general, it's just like most women out there with college degrees are two's a lot. I think one is like plenty. My opinion, kid, I don't know if you're getting another one. Like, I don't know if you're getting a junior sibling, but
yeah. You might have to be the one that works the Wynwood kid. I'm sorry. that's all falling right on you.
And this is the last day you saw Uncle John.
Yeah.
You look sad.
How easily does that jumper wipe clean? No, sorry. That's where the line was crossed.
You're terrible. Every episode. Why? I can't, like, when am I going to play her an episode that she appears on? This is the second time, man.
What?
Second time.
Yeah. I don't know, man. The third one. The third one. We'll keep the baby banging jokes to a minimum. The third
one. All right. I'm going to have to request that we go back to racist Asian jokes because like, this got weird.
You know who
would never bang your baby.
Yes. They've both sworn this to me multiple times.
It's a sacred Taiwanese oath.
Ching Chung and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
It's very soothing. You should play this like a lullaby, kind of, just on a loop in her room.
Yeah, one of those little spinning wheels, like, the cow goes mew.
The Ching Chong will be here.
The Ching Chong and the Peter Wong go boom, ba-dum, ding, 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 ding. Did that kid make the farting noise, or?
That was me.
Oh,
that was me. I was trying to get her to laugh on mic as if she was laughing at your joke, but no.
Ching Chong.
Josie. Oh, there's Josie talking.
I disagree.
You know who else does Peter Chong? So we had a couple topics we can roll over to if you want. I got more stuff.
Up to you, man. You're the one who told that fool you're going to pick him up at 10 p.m.
Oh, that son of a bitch never got back to me.
Okay, so.
We're good.
That guy be tripping.
Yeah.
Honky, that's my, god damn it, what is the arty bit? That's my white grandma, or that's my white mama.
I guess I did started going into Ebonics a little bit more recently, huh? I guess for the viewers at home, I guess we're not recording a video this time. But
no.
I've been drinking wine this entire time since we're at my house, and so if I'm slurring speech and sounding like I wish I were black, it's because I got about halfway through a bottle of Pinot Noir.
Is it fortified Pinot Noir? Because you're not that black, then. I'm sorry. That's how you join the club.
You know where great wine comes from? The fields of Taiwan.
I've heard there's this winery owned by a pair of brothers. I'm going to do... hold on. Let me see if I can jog my memory. There's a certain song I listen to that makes me remember their names and the location where they reside.
Ching Chung and Peter Wong grew up in Taiwan in the 1940s and 50s.
Does the podcast this comes from get a view every time you play that?
No. This like, is, they get nothing.
This I was going to say, like, someone's, like, monitoring, like, we killed this episode.
Someone really loves these brothers. I need to get them back on the show immediately.
I'm still a little pissed you white motherfuckers didn't join me for a glass of wine.
I don't really drink anymore, man. I'm just a huge puss about it.
Like, my defense, right. I'm not trying to sound terrible.
Funny. Yeah.
And I'm probably going to go home and drink some high gravity 40s.
He's going to drink booze. If you had some blow we could do in front of the baby, I'd be chopping off a high chair with you right now because I like being up, not down.
Nah, I hate cocaine, man. It fucks with my heart. I'm sorry. I love cocaine, but I stay away because it fucks with my heart.
You know what else fucks with your heart? John's ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Womp, womp, womp. Womp, womp, womp.
You know, whenever I think about that, there's a certain song that cheers me up.
Where are you going with this?
I can almost hear it in my head. I'm going to concentrate really hard and...
Ching Chong and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan in the 1940s.
Well, that beat kills.
Like, I feel you guys could hear that. Like, that was out loud almost. I was just thinking it that time.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm going back to the whole issue of, like, your ex-girlfriend being pregnant, and you keep talking about her boyfriend being the father, but...
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
I'm guessing it's one of two guys from Taipei. Like, that's what I'm really thinking. Like, I can't remember their names, but I do feel like it's going to be one of these two guys who are Taiwanese, right?
Well,
what are the names? I can't remember.
It's true. I mean, she's kind of living out the premise of My Two Dads. It's... it's incredible. I'm trying to remember the names of those characters just on the tip of my...
Ching Chung and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
Interesting.
It's like Mamma Mia. Yeah.
Paul Reiser was obviously Ching Chong, right?
Yes. Who was the other guy again?
Greg Evigan. I remember that. Howard Hyland for the win.
Wow.
He was on Tech Wars, which was written by William Shatner.
Oh, my God.
And that's what happens when I drink wine. Mic drop.
Whoa.
Jesus. Yeah, you win the nerd war. There were two guys you actually
That's the most anyone has ever bragged for such little thing I care about.
So sad.
He literally walked off. Yeah, he really did drop the mic, and now he's getting more
like,
wine.
Boom, I deserve more wine.
Yeah. I like how he's complaining that we didn't join him for wine, but he's consumed the entire bottle.
Two-thirds of the bottle.
You'll get there.
Three-quarters.
I'm going to hang around and eat all your pizza to keep you company while you drink.
I'll split it with you.
Okay. Is it one of your disgusting anchovy pies?
No, it's the other one that you tried.
Oh, wait.
I finished the anchovy one. It was basil and mushroom.
That's still the same pie from when I came over?
No, it's just we ordered the same two pies every time.
That's marriage right there.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You get it from that new Taiwan pizza place?
yeah, there's these two really cool brothers who operate
it's
a
It's the
pizza.
Joke that never ends.
Ching Chong and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan in the 1940s.
Oh, God. That makes me happy. Brings me joy. There are two things I wanted to... You know what? I'm going to save one of these bits for another day. I'm going to tease it, though. The next episode, Travis found a girl that he went to high school with on Pornhub. And don't feel bad. This isn't some Chuck Berry toilet camera, non-consensual shit. She's like a cam girl of some sort, it seems.
She was very aware that this was going to
be. And I, not that this is like my favorite kind of girl, but if America's tastes haven't changed that much, she's like legit platinum blonde, was a cheerleader at your high school. Like, if this were 86, like the news would have stopped right now. They would have just been like, footage of blonde masturbating and being fucked on camera has surfaced.
It's ridiculous. She got spit fired by two Asian guys.
Yeah, it was incredible. And their names were in the title of the video, too. Let's punch that up. This is actually the first 5 seconds of audio from that video.
She was lucky.
This is her saying the names of her lovers out loud. And then, oddly enough, their country of origin. I don't know how that happened, but...
Ching Chung and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
And that did it
for
her. Wow,
this porno has a high production value.
It's a little wooden, though. I got to say, that script, I mean, that's a weird way to start getting down with two dudes.
I love that soundtrack, though.
That's like, actually the girl I went to high school with saying that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she's just announcing it. She's like, they came from Taiwan. And then
it's just her kneeling in a village. And just
yeah. wearing one of those hats and the cum's just running off the sides of it. So we're not going to do that this episode, but I wanted to tease the shit out of it because it brought me such joy. I'm sorry. Like, I would have lost my mind. There are a lot of girls like 10 years ago, 15 years ago from my high school, I would have wanted to see in some sort of pornographic situation. Now it'd be like a curiosity, but like, not to sound like an utter piece of shit, if you're like, hey, you want to watch a 37-year-old get fucked on camera? I'd be like, hey, no.
I mean, I guess I'm looking at it similarly, but, you know, on the other side of like being a parent, where I'm just like, I've lost it for everyone who is that you're talking about, who's posted a photo of their kid Facebook. I'm just like, it's not the fact that they had a kid, but I'm just like, I've turned my brain off to like your Facebook, like anything.
No, man, I'm sorry,
it's a line cross where I'm like, I'm done. Like, you had a kid and you're just posting these weird photos online. I've done it too. If you are friends with me on Facebook, you probably have noticed that my profile pic is me with this baby where I'm tired as shit. But yeah, no, it's just like, it's weird now, man. Like, we're old.
Yes.
Ha ha. Ha ha, you're old. Ha ha. Ha ha, I'm young, I'll live forever.
Oh, I did see Britney Spears post some photo where she's like, hey, look, this was me in 1999, and here's me now wearing the same outfit. And I'm just like, you look like you're 20 years older. Is that what you want to hear? I guess you work pretty hard to stay not as like...
This is my impression, both seeing that photo and of a dog sniffing a cactus and getting pricked in the nose. There you go. That's sorry.
But the flip, the beauty of porn, right, is that like you could go... You don't have to go back in time to watch a porn of somebody from 20 years ago. You can just watch that porn. So with your hypothetical, would you want to go watch porn of women that you dug 20 years ago when they were 20 years younger?
Oh, fuck yeah. That would be a blast.
All right.
Especially if filmed in my classrooms of my youth. That would add something for me.
Weird. All right.
I mean, I would just want to go full retro. Like, I would want it to be like an episode of Everything Sucks or whatever. Or like Boogie Nights. Like, you just want it to scream like, this was in 98. You know what I mean? Like, I want, like, if she's filming the porn, like, I want to hear fucking Nookie in the background. I want them to be like, how about President Bill Clinton? You know, shit like that. Like,
she might be pooping.
Babies be pooping.
But no, like, I should not be telling you guys this. Given your proclivity towards pornographic material, but the future of porn is obviously like VR goggles, right?
Yeah.
And so I've been reading about how to use, you know, like, we came over to my house because I was trying to convince you, like, hey, man, you need a field kit. Like, let me help you work on this. I'm half Asian. Like, I really want to work on, like,
studios are great, but I want you to record around a shitting baby.
I'm just saying, like, I enjoy a little technological experimentation just for the sake of the technological side of it, but... When I read up on, like, the future of VR, it's everything is being innovated right now by pornography.
You had two older brothers who are even deeper into technology. One of them had a wristwatch that would turn into a satellite.
You wouldn't believe
dish.
What they're working on right now.
Welcome to Furet.
Ching Chong and Peter Wong.
I'm embarrassed. Taipei, I'm embarrassed I forgot their names until now.
Howard. Well, let me tell you the latest thing that Ching Chong and Peter Wong have been working on, man. Mm-hmm. Like, straight up, the next level technology... Just tell me what you think of this. There are people who are working on the dark web to come up with the type of technology where you can screen grab anyone that you have enough footage of. So it's going to be primarily like Hollywood actresses. And you're just going to be able to take their face and then stick it onto a porn actress's body. And so people are working on this. It's obviously really crappy right now, right? But
they're great with the images so far, but it's not right. Like... I want to know that Taylor Swift's iPhone was hacked. You know, like, don't fucking just go.
Oh,
some...
you do?
Yeah. Well, okay.
I don't believe you because the suspension of disbelief, like, you just were talking to us about that Quiet Place movie you just saw. And, like, you want to buy into movies if you're in the mood for it.
If I know the porn is fake, I don't do it. I don't like, by the way, leaked stuff either, hacked crap. You know, that's not so much my cup of tea either. I want things to be willing. And consensual. For whatever reason, I look at most of the fappening pictures.
You know what's a quiet place? All of our bedrooms.
Hey, you people should go back and find that fappening episode, because the way you described it in the moment, you spent a lot of time looking through that Reddit.
Well, okay, look. This is what the fappening was. imagine a pizza delivery vehicle driven by two brothers. You know, a weird tandem delivery situation. I'm trying. Their names were in the papers for a while.
For them to feel it.
Ching Chung and Peter Wong.
That was it. Okay. So...
Imagine, that's the real American story. They came from Taiwan and started pizza places.
Imagine pizza delivery guy going to a corporate event, got like 20 pies in the back. He careens into a tree. He dies. You're right behind him. Like, you could, in theory, call 911, but he's not going to make it. And instead, you just start binging all the pizzas. Now, like, months later, you're like... If I could get a mulligan on this, maybe I wouldn't have done that. That was the fappening. Like, at the time, it's just like, here's 50 pizzas. Do you want to just eat pizza till you vomit? Like, yes! Why wouldn't I? Yes!
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm saying, at the time of the fappening, they're like...
John jacked off to a bunch of shitty iPhone pics of Hollywood starlets who you would think would know how to take a photo, since they're on camera all the time, but apparently none of them know how to take a decent photo using an iPhone of themselves.
This is terrible,
naked.
But while it's here, like...
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Like, this is a tragic loss of life, but you know what would be more tragic? Not also, you know, not eating this pizza. Like, why does the pizza deserve to have its potential
ew,
wasted?
John. Ew. It's very ew of you.
I know. I'm so
no,
sorry.
You're normal, but like baby spit up right now is disgusting. It's so gross.
Is that not your jam?
Ugh.
Baby yuck. Spitchels?
Yuck.
You are gross, baby. We can do Quiet Place. We can wrap it up, whatever. If you want to have a wine and pizza party.
I think Quiet Place is going to be popular for a few weeks, man. You should save it for the back end of a slower
episode.
Yeah,
I want to see it, ideally.
Okay, fuck it. You watch it. In fact, you take...
You know what? No. Since you said it like that.
No, you...
Ask me politely.
Please.
Okay, I'll watch it.
Okay. There's a couple guys I want you to take.
What's up?
There's a couple guys I'd like you to take to the movie.
Ching Chung and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
They rub you too.
The best part is I've heard they don't really have to speak English to get the movie, right?
There's...
That's a good point.
You can just watch. It's a great film. I'm going to leave it at that. You guys need to... check that out because, yeah, next week at that point, I think I'm free to do spoilers, right?
Like, I don't know. Like I don't know what the rule. I think like a week and a half is the rule, like for people.
I think
for spoilers.
There's not that much to goddamn spoil.
That's
I'm
why
sorry.
I keep telling you, you can't put it at the front of the episode because if you're going to have like spoilers, people turn it off. You back end it if you like run out of material on a show that's like not yet an hour. I'm telling you, man. SEO. I understand like how the podcast world works.
All right. Well, he just dropped his mic. He put his metaphorical podcast penis on
do
the
do not lead with that. Do not lead with that shit.
Okay,
because people will turn it off if they haven't seen it.
Instead, I'm just
you
going...
should believe him. He learned from two very wise Taiwanese
yeah,
prophets.
Like the SEO gurus.
Ching Chung and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
My favorite.
Taiwan was built on podcasts.
That's how they got through the war. It's really incredible. This cottage podcast industry just fed so many families.
It's a touching story.
Yeah, though. When I think about like what a tradition I'm part of, I'm just...
Next episode, we're going to go through the full made-up history of Taiwan.
Kind of moved to tears. Taiwan Part 3, the Adam Carolla years. All right, folks. I've had fun. Travis.
This has been fun. Can I plug something that I forgot to tell you about?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm, as you know, I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm going on a nationwide tour of Taiwan, actually, oddly enough.
Wow.
I have two openers, young kids, you know. I'm giving them a shot.
Okay, you just slipped me a card.
Right. Yes.
With their names on it, and you're also instructing me, like, I have to talk in the voice of, like, an Asian female NPR reporter
that gets the people to the shows,
and also play like some Asian music underneath. Okay, look, all right.
Have you never heard of a comedy plug? Like this is how it's run.
All right, so this is my female Asian NPR reporter impression. I haven't really worked on it before, but maybe I'll.
I keep telling you, it's not very good, man.
All right, give me
a second. Go ahead.
And also let me bust out this Asian lute, a root. Give me a second. All right. I'm in the zone.
Ching Chung and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
Is that how a plug works?
Yeah, and then they hit up open mics in Taiwan, and now they're here. I'm giving them the opportunity, you know?
That's massive of you, man. Yeah. Very kind of you.
Very kind.
And if they want to see you and the brothers...
Venmo me $20, okay. And I'll mail them a tape-recorded
and
copy
photos
of
you
right.
doing Christ yes. Knows What. Just...
See? Yeah, just when you Venmo me, make the comment what you want me to do.
Yeah. He has no dignity.
I have none, no.
Yeah. You can just type the words fit dat 40 and he'll do bad things that you can't unsee.
And soup.
And soup, yeah. Just he can stack. I think you can swallow a stack that's now 3 cans deep.
Mm.
It's pretty incredible to see. You learned at the hands of 2 masters.
Yes.
Of the technique. God, what was it?
Ching Chung and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
There we go.
You know what I just noticed? These people we keep talking about all have the same name.
Yes.
That's crazy. The pizza delivery people, my openers,
yeah,
the comedy
yeah.
show.
This entire episode has been like that movie Crash where we're all interconnected. Except we all have the same names, too. It's amazing. Howard. I suddenly got really raspy there.
You're starting to forget other people's names. Everyone
no,
is.
I gotta let everybody know. I gotta let everybody know at home. Like I will quarter gooker grandchildren. So just both John, Travis. It's been real this evening, but I'm gonna conclude with the sound of me thumping against the chest of my puppy.
That is good.
Did that pick up? Did that pick up on the mic?
That could have been the beginning if you slowed it down of Seven Nation Army. Just
Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me back.
There you go. You beat. You're getting a good noise out of that dog right now.
Ching Chong.
And I'm John Papagiorgio. Show's website in papasbasement.com. Every episode we've ever done is there. My writing is there. A lot of wasted years contained within. iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube all have the show. Subscribe there. Make fart noises. And whatever you do, there's 2 men that I want you to remember. Okay, that was... I will never touch that microphone again. Thank you, Howard.
You're welcome.
You are a savage person. And you know who's judging you right now and completely disgusted?
Lies.
Ching Chung and Peter Wong grew up in Taipei, Taiwan.
And they love the sound of farts and microphones.
All right. Till the next one. Travis, no. What did you want to say?
Just farts and podcasts. That's all Taiwan does.